Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast with the one and only Dr. Jan Bellows. How are you, my friend?
Great to be here, Adam. Thank you for asking me.
Yes. So to our friends that if you're living under a rock and don't know him, he is a board certified veterinary dentist and our upcoming keynote speaker at Fetch Charlotte coming up next month in March. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I've never done a keynote before and I really didn't know what one was. And I kind of chose one of my favorite talks, A through Zebra on dental hacks. It's going to be really, really good.
Yeah. I mean, I think I was telling some of the attendees because they saw that session. They said, are we going to be taking a lot of notes? I said, it's one of those sessions that you just need to sit back, relax, enjoy it all in because it's incredible. And like, it'll all be available obviously elsewhere too, but they just, it's such a great keynote. So congratulations on that. All right. So we're talking all things dental. What's new in dentistry 2023 to our listeners out there? So much, Dr. Bellows, right?
Yeah, kind of the newest thing is the science is now totally upside down. What we were taught in veterinary school and in all the lectures and for boards, was that gram-negative bacteria was our enemy, the Parvomonas, the Bacteroides, and that was really causing all the problems in the underneath the gingiva, causing periodontal disease, causing tooth loss, causing pain, causing inflammation. And thanks to the type of work that BasePaws are doing with genetic sequencing, they find out that there is so much more going on that is causing the problem. And it's the gram positives, not the gram negatives. In humans, it's still the gram negatives. But in animals, it's the gram positives. And what we used to be limited by was just taking the bacteria underneath the in the sulcus or the pocket and plating it on an agar plate and even using anaerobic culturing methods. And now with gene sequencing, they find there's over 300 fungi that is responsible for periodontal disease and nearly 600 bacteria and viruses and arachnia. And it's totally upside down the way it used to be. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
There's a quote that you have in the DVM 360 publication. It's a really good article, my friend. So if you haven't listened to it, it just actually came out earlier in February online. And you have this great quote that says, the oral microbiome is altered in cases of periodontal disease, tooth resorption, and chronic gingivostomatitis. So what does that mean when we're talking about the oral microbiome?
Well, what happens is that fungi, the bacteria, the viruses change based on environment, based on other diseases that the animals has, based on what they're eating, based on the gut biome. I mean, it's amazing how they change. And different bacteria and funguses are responsible for inflammation, which is what kind of causes the swelling, the bleeding, the pain, and the periodontal disease. So it's forever changing. And the go home point is that dentistry should not be treated with antimicrobials.
Right.
A lot of times veterinarians reach for an antimicrobial to say, you know, the animal has bad breath or has, cats have all sorts of gingival inflammation, and give them an antibiotic and a little steroid. And sure, that works very short term, but it is not the treatment. What they need to do is get involved with intraoral radiology, take x-rays, take probing every tooth every time. And for the future, if you look in a crystal ball, there'll be a lot more veterinarians having CBCT units. We have one at the office and it really takes a 2D object and it turns it into 3D. I'm not telling everybody to go out and buy your $200,000 CT,
okay,
but very, very cool if you have one.
Well, that's what we love about, well, that's what we're chatting about, all things newer in veterinary dentistry. So that's awesome. And, you know, talk to me about when you're doing the physical exam and we're looking at the oral cavity in dogs and cats. I understand now that there's like a strip that you can use to show a pet parent what that looks like. Is that right?
Yes. The Aura strip was out many years ago, and then it was left the market. Now it's back again. And it's a wonderful way of showing the client that bad breath is not normal, because the Aura strip measures thiol levels, and thiols come from bad bacteria. And it's also responsible for bad breath. And clients, you know, when they're kissing their dogs or cats, they, you know, can smell, smells a little bit disagreeable, but they figure that's doggy breath or cat breath. And, you know, it's normal, but it's not normal. And oftentimes it indicates the degree of periodontal disease. So you put the strip at the gingiva, you don't rub it on the teeth yet, on the gingiva, on top of the attached gingiva. And the white strip, when it turns different grades of yellow, it's the degree of the amount of thiols in there. And the clients are then motivated to do something about it. And something about it means get the dog under anesthetic and clean the teeth real well, probe them, take dental x-rays. And eventually clients are going to be using these strips, at least, or the veterinarians are, at least on every wellness visit, maybe twice a year at a minimum. And it will tell the client, yes, you're doing a good job with home care, which is just so important. And that's another giant paradigm shift that's happening in veterinary dentistry, is that clients are getting much more involved with home care. Now there are more VOHC accepted products. So it's easier with water additives and with different types to choose, that it will help to decrease plaque and tartar. And clients are becoming a lot more proactive in using these products to take care of their pets' mouths.
I could just tell you from being on TikTok and talking about this on live streams with the pet parents, it probably is, Dr. Bellows, the number one most popular area in veterinary medicine is dentistry, hands down, without a doubt. And I mean, I'm not kidding. Like, I have thousands of pet owners that come through the room when we're chatting, and it's always about, Dr. Crispin, I can't brush my dog's or my cat's teeth. What alternatives do you have? And when I hear that question, I said, well, I answer that. I'm so glad that you're interested and caring about the oral health of your dog. So thank you for bringing that front and center, because they're trying. You know what I mean, Jan? So if they can't brush their teeth, then there's things that I'll chat about, like that have the VOHC approval. I know something that's hot in 2023, Dr. Bellows, are the yummy combs, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, they are so cool.
Oh, my dogs love them.
I give it to Riley twice a day. They love them, and they're VOHC accepted. So that means they at least decrease the accumulation of plaque and tartar by at least 20%. Plus, in yummy comb situations, a complete diet and, you know, complete nutritionally adequate, and the dog begs for them. I mean, it's fabulous.
Yeah. And, you know, what I notice with the weans is that, you know, they don't gulp. They're not gulping them, so they can't really have that choking issue. But and I also like that it has that 360 tooth technology, where it gets a little bit under the subgingival area when they're chewing on them, because it has that honeycomb like consistency. To the listeners, you got to take a look at it and see what we're talking about. But it is something that's pretty cool and highly palatable.
No, it's cool. The company that puts it out is called Pet's Best Life. And the owner of the company, which was the original creator of Greenies, he is so dedicated to make pets' lives better. And he put out this product. They did a lot of research to make sure that animals don't get in trouble with them. They don't break teeth or anything like that. And he really came out with a wonderful product. So it's cool.
Really great. Yeah. Another thing that we're seeing a big uptick in 2023, this is a great news, Dr. Bellows, is full mouth dental radiographs.
Yes. I mean, because generally they actually did a research project data from University of California, that if you just find one dental lesion somewhere, there is a 50% chance that there will be others. So if for veterinarians just x-raying what they think is a problem and not doing the full mouth, they're missing a lot of disease. Plus, wonderfully, is that so many clinics are offering wellness plans now
yes.
that include dentistry and include full mouth x-rays. So there's nothing to sell other than the wellness plan. And in our practice, not only do they get the full mouth x-rays, they get a CT also once a year. I mean, it's a great plan.
Wow. Can't go wrong there then. My gosh, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I know that that BasePaws is recruiting veterinary partners to participate in certain studies, right? So can you tell us a little bit about what's involved with that?
BasePaws's ultimate goal is to have the veterinarian and or the owner swab their dog or cat at least twice a year, send the swab in, and based on the microbiome, based on the percentage of fungi, bacteria, viruses that they get out of the microbiome, they will be able to predict whether the dog or cat has tooth resorption, periodontal disease, or stomatitis, or halitosis. And they need samples. And they will pay veterinarians for samples of product. Hopefully you'll be able to give some contact information mm-hmm. on where they can, who they should contact. It's Tanya Cooper. And you just send in a sample, and they need the notes of the patient, whether they have the disease or it's a totally normal mouth. So they need samples.
Fantastic. So a lot of great things are happening in the pipeline for 2023 and beyond to our listeners, which is awesome, Dr. Bellows. Okay, I can't let you leave without a question that we got from a listener because they knew that you were going to come on the show. So this is from a general practitioner, and her question is, Dr. Bellows, what do I do when I see a bruised tooth? Question mark. That's all I got.
A bruised tooth. Well, hopefully she means that it's a discolored tooth. Oftentimes, you'll see during a teeth cleaning procedure, you'll see an opaque tooth or a purple tooth or a tooth that's slightly red. Generally, those teeth are dead teeth. And what happens is that the tooth is traumatized, the pulp bleeds, and it bleeds against a bony crypt. So even though it wants to swell, it puts itself out of business, becomes necrotic, and dies. And people with what they call pulpitis or dead teeth or teeth that don't transilluminate, that are opaque, they have dull pain. An animal shouldn't have to be in dull pain. So when you have a bruised tooth like that, the treatment of choice is either root canal therapy, which removes the dead root and replaces it with gutta percha, which is very inert and the tooth can live on, 95% success rate, or you take out the tooth. You don't want to leave the tooth there. Now, if the tooth is bruised acutely, which is just the tip of the tooth becomes red or a little bit bluish, then that means it just happened. And for that, we can use some antibiotics and steroids for a short period of time and hope it doesn't affect the whole tooth.
Well, that's the tooth, the whole tooth. Enough about the tooth, my friends. You heard it right here from Dr. Jambella.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And again, to our listeners, please head on over to fetchdvm360.com to register for to see Dr. Jambellos giving his keynote speech along with other sessions. And over 150 hours will be available for you to select from of continuing education at Fetch Charlotte. And we're just so honored to have you join us, Dr. Bellows. So thank you so much.
This is mine. Thank you, Adam.
You're welcome. And please don't forget to subscribe to our channel here and also rate it. It always helps us out significantly. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast podcast. Take care, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.